The highest level diplomatic visit to Ukraine since the war began. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, joined by the bloc's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, first visited the town of Bucha. The city, northwest of Kyiv, has drawn international attention since the evidence emerged of mass atrocities allegedly committed by Russian forces. It's an allegation that Russia denies. Von der Leyen appeared visibly shocked when she saw the exhumed bodies of those found in mass graves.
Here in Bucha, we saw our humanity being shattered. And it is, the whole world is mourning with the people of Bucha.
Madam President, you're welcome.
In Kyiv, the EU delegation was welcomed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the presidential palace, where they discussed a variety of outstanding issues, from reconstruction of the war-torn country to the supply of new weapons. At the press conference afterward, bold promises were made, chief among them Ukrainian membership of the EU.
It will be not as usual a matter of years to form this opinion, but I think a matter of weeks if we work closely together. For you, dear Volodymyr,
thank you so much.
I want to give you that.
Thank you so much.
This is the question, yeah.
We'll be ready with answers, Ursula, in 1 week.
President Zelensky welcomed the promises and offer of a fast-track membership, but hinted too at disunity in the Union over the severity of sanctions placed on Russia.
The most important thing now is to be united, be together, even when leaders of certain countries are slowing down or breaking this process.
At the brink of war, the capital Kyiv saw an exodus of diplomatic missions. Now, as European leaders re-emphasize their support for Ukraine, Josep Borrell told me diplomats will be staying.
That the delegation of the European Union, my delegation, the delegation of the Foreign Affairs, is coming. It's coming with us, accompanying President von der Leyen and myself, and they will remain here. And the delegation will be reopened.
As Kyiv reconnects with the world, those killed here are remembered. Ukraine's war with its eastern neighbor appears to be pushing it closer to its European allies in the West. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.